Oh, anybody here today glad to know that Jesus Christ lives? And he lives in you. It is so good. It is so good to see each and every one of you. And today, we declare the greatest day of the year. This is the greatest day of the year. Without this day, none of us live on. Do you understand that? Without this day, none of us live on. And in Christ, we believe this. We believe that Jesus Christ is the way, and he's the truth, and he's the life. He is the way to our forgiveness. You've just witnessed that, haven't you? He is the truth. He has created us. He has reconnected with us in grace. And we're going to reside with him one day in heaven. Any of you all rejoice that one day we will reside with Jesus in heaven? I do too. And so there is a way. There is a way. There is a way to be connected to God. And here's what's so cool. The way has a name. The way has a name. Jesus. Now you're going, Pastor, you aware that most people don't buy into what you're saying? Absolutely. Because guess what? Most people don't want to live in impossible. And if you're going to follow Jesus Christ, and in fact, some of you today, I believe this, I believe that you're going to take that first step and you're going to realize you have sinned against God. That's a struggle for a lot of us. And I don't bust on you about that because your moms and dads have lied to you since your birth. And then you went to school and they developed a program of lies telling you that you're wonderful little people that never do any wrong and you're charming and you're never going to mess up. That's not true. We're not that wonderful, we're not that charming, and we mess up all the time. How many of you all found that to be more true? Now, please don't clap about that. That's just true. I'm not excited that we do that, but we do. Here's what I'm excited about is that Jesus Christ is willing to change anybody here today. Jesus Christ is willing to change anybody here today. Isn't that cool? I don't mind. You say, Pastor Steve, you don't understand what I've been doing. Well, let me show you today what Jesus did. I think you really need to own up to that. Instead of looking at what you've been doing, I think you need to hear what Jesus did. And at least give it an evaluation. Amen? And there's going to be some people today that receive Christ. You watch some people today that brought testimony. Okay, maybe you've never seen a baptism. Here's what that declares. The old life I used to have has been put under. It's done with. Anybody in here done with their old life? Anybody in here done with their old life? You ought to be cheering on that. I'm done with my old life. My old life is gone. And I want to tell you about today. Without today, I couldn't preach. If Jesus Christ hadn't risen from the grave, all I got's a couple of ideas. Some of them good, some of them not so good. And I got a way that leads to hell. No matter how charming it is. How many of y'all understand this? An enemy is charming. The devil's charming. He's slick. He's smooth. He's attractive. He sounds right, but he's not right. How many of y'all have ever met anybody that sounds right, but it's not right? How many of y'all met this one? It feels good with what they say. It just doesn't end good. Y'all met that person. Some of y'all went out. Some of you girls went out with him. It felt good, but it didn't end up what? Good. Now, this is real. Let me tell you what happened. Early in the morning on Sunday morning. I'm talking early at dawn. Go with me to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. And I want to tell you, listen. Oh, please don't leave here without receiving the grace and mercy of God. Amen. Just don't leave here without being saved. Amen. And you say, Pastor Steve, I'm not. Listen, think about it. Why would you turn life away? Why? I don't get it. Elizabeth woke up real early this morning. She got up before dawn. I followed a little bit after that. She goes, could you not sleep? I said, Elizabeth, people need to live today. And this is the only thing I know, Wayne. This man, praise God, your grandson got baptized today. Now, I'm not putting this on Fisher. I wouldn't put it on anybody, but that boy might preach. I told Amy, Amy, don't be surprised. I'm not back here on my cane or a hopped up scooter because I can't walk anymore. Listening to a man that says, you know what? Jesus Christ is real. And he'll forgive you and he'll love you and he'll make your life new. It's been a long time since I heard a child his age, a young man his age, but a child his age answer with such certainty what God had done. And when he did it this week, I started smiling. Because you know what? Sometimes I wonder what's going to happen to the world. Any of y'all ever wonder what happens to the world? I don't know about y'all, but I think some crazy stuff's going on right now. What do y'all think? When a few years ago, a few decades ago, when I sat in graduate school, if you told me I would have been facing the things that I'm facing right now, 30 years later in our culture, I'd have said, you smoking dope. And here it is. You know why? Little by little, we started doing what we wanted to do, and we have forsaken what God will do. And so today, guess what? I want you to really consider what God might do. First of all, God shows up first thing. How many of y'all glad about that? God shows up first thing. I want you to know that. He shows up first thing. He said that on the third day, he would return from the dead. Most would say, that's what? I mean, come on, give me the word. That's what? It's crazy, but it's in what? I mean, no wonder my friends think I'm crazy. I look at them and they look at me. I have friends from all kinds of philosophies. I have atheist friends. I mean, they don't believe there's a God that exists. They just believe. I mean, they have wonderful lives. Here's what they believe. They believe we live and go into nothingness. That's a charming philosophy, isn't it? If you want to know why some of your friends are depressed, it's by what they believe. I mean, if I believe that every day I just went to work, you know, had a wife, raised some kids, eventually got me an RV, drove around Good Sam's Clubs, and went into nothingness, this would cause me to be slightly depressed. Let me tell you what, there's more to life than that. Guess what? There's a life every day that occurs because early in the morning on the first day of the week, let me show you what happened. Matthew 28. Chapter 28, verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn, the breaking of the dawn, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. What were they going to see? Note, a what? Now, look what the scripture says. They were going to see the what? Tomb. How many of y'all showed up to see a tomb and got a Christ? See, here's what I want y'all to understand. Jesus lives. Following Jesus is about living. This is why I followed Jesus. Nowhere did Jesus say, I have come to regulate you. That's what government does. I have come to restrict you. That's what governments do. But Jesus says, I have come that you might what? Live. But they went to see the tomb. By the way, ladies, I just want you to note this. Who's on the scene? Mary Magdalene and where are the big 12? We know one of them's hung himself, so there's 11 left. We're down to 11. Where are these deeply spiritual men? It's just interesting. Who's up early in the morning? Mary Magdalene, the other Mary. I mean, we got a herd of Marys headed toward the tomb. They're taking care of business. Mary and the other Mary, Mary Magdalene and these women, and they're headed toward the tomb, and they're expecting death. Let me show you what. Some of y'all expecting death. Some of y'all showed up today just because your mama wanted you to go to church, and you, well, we'll get through this, and then we'll go eat chicken. Easter's a pretty good deal. I'll get a chocolate bunny. Good. I'm glad you got chocolate bunny. Some of you all been really good and you got a solid chocolate, not one of them rip-off buddies bunnies where you bite into it and it's full of air. Y'all remember those? The ears shattered as soon as you bite it. I like them solid chocolate ones where you can throw them at your brother or sister and knock them out. That's more than that. The Marys were headed for the tomb. Now note the road is dusty and the morning is early, and they're wanting to do what they need to do for Jesus. Could it be that God would do what he said he's going to do? Yes. Could it be that Jesus is God? Let's see. They get there early. And there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. These are just some things that have always been comical to me about the death of Jesus. First of all, Jesus is the only dead man I know that needed security. Most people need security so they won't be killed. Jesus needed guards over his tomb. Why? Somebody take a body. Somebody will trump the story up. Now, let me ask you a question. Why is it that Jesus always causes trouble? He dies, you got to get Roman guards, you got to seal the tomb. I mean, do you know anybody that's been over at a grave and gone, make sure y'all pour concrete on top of that thing right there. We're scared they'll be up on Sunday. Most of you, if you've had to bury a loved one, most of you won't worry about their escape, were you? Hold on, this is real. I mean, they go to these painstakingly moments. Here's the great governor. And he's like, put the guards at the tomb. Seal it. Like, what are you going to do? Get out? And then I always thought this was funny. Jesus borrowed a tomb. How you do that? I tell you, Kirby hasn't given me a price on a daily rental yet. I said, Kirby, I want to know what you rent per today. I can see Jesus coming in. I need 3 days. Because about 3 days worth of death is all Jesus is going to hang out in. But you know what? You better hear. He hung out long enough in death to make sure none of us have to die. Power. So, first of all, I want to give you a happy Easter. I want you to focus your eyes. Let's start looking at where Jesus is and quit looking at where the tombs are. We have a tendency to memorialize tombs, don't we? We love tombs. You go to Washington, D.C., there's a big monument. The big tall one. Earthquake shook it. Washington Monument. It's a monument of a dead guy. By the way, George Washington did some good things. He's dead. You see Abraham Lincoln? He did some great things. He's got a big old chair, big old statue of him up there at Lincoln Memorial up here. Abraham, President Lincoln, did some good things. He was shot in the theater. And 3 days later, he's still dead. Best he did, got his picture on a penny. You see, there's moments, memorials. They were going to a tomb. But I want to tell you today, God does not stop at a tomb. God does not rest at a tomb. And we have a God that does not establish a tomb. But he brings a life. Anybody hear what I'm saying? And when you get near the tomb, the earth was shaken. You know why? When heaven comes to earth, heaven rocks earth. Earth doesn't rock heaven. Did you understand the thing here? Heaven rocks. It's going to shake one day. I'm telling you, it's going to shake one day. And I want all y'all to shake right. On that day that God comes back, it's going to shake. Oh, let me tell you what it's going to shake. There are going to be a lot of people saying, oh, Lord. And there are going to be a lot of people saying, oh, something else. It's real. He is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Almighty God. Can you imagine these women? They'd always cried about women. First thing, disciples hitting the snooze. You know why the disciples weren't there? Scared. Scared. If they killed Jesus, disciples ain't stupid. If they killed Jesus, what? I'm next. Hey, they running scared. Some of y'all run scared all the time. Wake up every morning, run scared. Psychology, we call that anxiousness. Truth is, you're running scared. You know why you're running scared? Because you forgot that God works the impossible. Even the ladies have forgot. Wait a minute. What did he say? Well, man, there's a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord shows up. Check this out. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. Dude is energized. Angel. How many of y'all would be on, if you saw an angel, what would you do? I mean, he's from heaven. He didn't have a bracelet on from heaven. You could tell he was from heaven. He is light of heaven. He is shaking the earth. And guess what? He talks. Now, here's how the guards responded. Can you imagine? We got these Roman guards. I mean, Roman what? I mean, they got the seal. Roman guard. Caesar's palace. These were probably special force guards. Tomb savers. Special force. Specially trained to guard tombs. Here they are. I mean, they're Roman's army. I don't know. Listen, you can grin if you want to. The Roman army struck fear into all of the world. It used to be a long time ago, like America. Remember back when we were the United States and we would call other countries and say, y'all need to calm down? And other countries would go, yep, think that's a good idea. We'll consider that. Now other countries laugh. But there was a time. So it's like in World War II. The Germans, they wasn't talking a whole lot all of a sudden when we got our planes rammed up, were they? This is Rome. You got to understand, this is a real story. This isn't a fable. These are real Roman guards. These are soldiers. These are bad boys of their day standing at the tomb. Let me show you what they did. Out of fear and trembling when the angel showed up, guess what? They shook and became like dead men. See, because those who think they're in charge when God shows up will find out real quick they're not what? Exactly right, young lady. How many of y'all glad to know we're not in charge? If you don't mind, if you just tell somebody, even if you don't know in the day, just lean over and go, hey, you're not in charge. You're not in charge. Pass that down. You're not in charge. You're not in charge. You're not in charge. Husbands, please be careful. If you're saying that to your wife, say it like this. Honey, you're not in charge of the world, but you are of our house, okay? So I want you to have a great Easter, okay? Yeah. We're not in charge. I want you to see, though, God Almighty is. And the ground shakes. He's shaking. And the soldiers are frozen in fear. And guess what? He says the greatest words of all humanity. Guess what? Angels said to women. He just said, listen, don't be afraid. For I know that you're looking for Jesus. Don't be a what? I know you're looking for what? How many of y'all are looking for Jesus? But I want you to know, it's not here. Now, I could throw a preaching fit right now, but I'm going to try to talk to you. He's not here because I don't follow a God of death. I follow the God of life. I follow a God in the beginning that said, let there be light, and there was light. And I follow the God that sent his son to a virgin, and he was born impossible, and he lived impossible, and he died by the hands of man. But he's risen by the love, the hope, and the power of Almighty God. But you can keep all that junk you hear on the news to yourself. All gods are equal. Really? Where's your tomb, Muhammad? I'll show it to you. Where's the tomb of all the gods of mankind? They all got tombs. Buddha got a tomb. Muhammad got a tomb. Vishnu, Krishna, all the gods got a tomb. The philosophers of those philosophies have a tomb. But when you go to Israel And when you lean up in that big old cave and you look in that huge rock and the stone has been rolled away and you stick your head in there, there's nothing but an empty hole, because you and I do not worship a God that death can hold down. We worship a God that lives. I like it. I don't know about you, but I need a God that lives, because I'm going to die. Now, don't let that shock you. Some of you are going, oh, I'm not going to die. You're going to die. You know how many people's funerals I've preached that weren't going to die? Thousands. We preach a funeral here a week. We preach 2 or 3 funerals some weeks. We've preached as many as 7 funerals in 1 week. You know why? People die. And they die every day. And guess what? Here at Hillview, they're born every day, too. 2 things we got down in this church: dying and being fruitful and multiplying. I'm telling you. This is like the Nashville airport. We have arrivals and we have departures, but in between those two moments, guess what? We got the flight of a lifetime. And that's to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I want to live now, so I will live on later. And I'm glad, because guess what? Most of the funerals I preach, especially inside Hillview, the funerals I preach here, they're not depressing. They're not end. They're not final. The earth shakes and it quakes, because guess what? The Son of God, he's not here. And I want to show you where he is. Happy Easter. Y'all want to know where Jesus is? I'm going to show you. He is risen, just as he said. I mean, I love angels, don't you? Here's what the angel said. Duh. He's been telling y'all on the third day, on the third day, on the third day, on the third day. He said it'll be like on the third day. He said the temple will be destroyed, but on the third day, he keeps doing third days. And y'all keep going, what? And here we are early in the morning on the... And what's he done? He's not here. Well, I got to give you some good news. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. Happy Easter. I would like to give you the heavenly location of Jesus at all times, ahead of you. How many of y'all are glad to have a God ahead of you? He's ahead of me. I'm glad. Because one day I'm going to take my last breath. And as soon as I take my last breath, guess what? Jesus is going to say, come on. I said, there you are. He's going to go, Ayers, I'll tell you what, I'm glad to get you up here. You caused enough trouble down there. Sometimes I think God's going to bring me soon, just so we, because used to I had to eat by my father. I still to this day at family meals, I sit right beside my father. It's not because we were just incredibly close. It's because for the meal to go well, he was in striking range during the whole meal. You know? God's going to sit me right there and he's going to tell me, you know what? I'm ahead of you. So today I want you to know I'm glad to know God's alive, aren't you? And I'm glad to know he's ahead of us, aren't you? And I'm glad to know that he'd save anybody in here today. Amen? So let me ask a question. How many of y'all want to live? Anybody in here want to live today? How many of y'all want to live today? No, you want to live today. Well, you know what? If you want to live today, stand on up. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all are beautiful. And if you don't mind, just look at somebody and just go ahead and tell the truth. Tell them Jesus would love to save them today. Just go ahead and tell them that. Jesus loves to save you. Tell them that. It's awesome. All right. That's good. I'm glad y'all are doing that. Sound like a resurrection in here. Now listen. Some of you today, for the first time, you need to slide right up here to this altar, and there's going to be a pastor right here, and guess what? It's the greatest thing that happened to you on Easter. How many of y'all realize you've sinned against God? Y'all ever read the Ten Commandments? Anybody ever read the Ten Commandments? Four of you. Well, let me go over them. If you don't know the Ten Commandments, if you go to some place like Scottsville or Edmondson County, they got them in their front yards out there. I don't know if that helps the grass grow or whatever. I get tickled every Saturday I go by and somebody's got the Ten Commandments in their front yard. I just want to stop and go, you know, if you're going to put them in your front yard, you got to keep them. And you're weed-eating around the Big Ten on the Sabbath. It said, be still. They probably think Sunday's the Sabbath. We broke the law. And Jesus brought us back to life. Will you live? Will you live today? Here's really the question. Will you live with Jesus today? The way, the truth, the what? Will you live with who today? Jesus. Many of you have been baptized. Some of you need to get that done. Today there are going to be some people get saved. I thank the Lord that he brought you here today. I get just fired up every Easter. I heard a pastor. I didn't hit him though because it's Easter and I think we ought to live like Jesus. He said, well, I'll see some people I only see once a year. I said, isn't that awesome? I said, you could see them not at all. And I was thinking to myself, where you act, I don't even know why they come once a year. I want you to know there's a God that loves you, that wants to save you. There's none of us here perfect. I promise you, you broke the Ten Commandments. I bet some of you broke it yesterday. Here you are, loving Jesus. You backed out of your garage a 1962 Snapper lawnmower, 8 horsepower. Your granddaddy gave it to you. You killing every bug in the neighborhood. And you live next to a crook. He pulls out a 65 horsepower, 72 inch cut, 2 cup holders on it. It will line his yard up diagonally on his smartphone. And you went, Lord, it's not fair. Well, let me tell you something. Thou shalt not covet. You know why? You don't have to covet once you receive grace. So I pray today that if you have never asked Jesus in your life, you're going to. Please, fear not. What's the words of Easter? What did the angels tell the girls? Fear not. So don't fear being saved. Can you please, somebody help me understand how this is an intelligent decision? This is supposedly intellectualism. I'm going to deny that a God exists. I'm going to do it my way and end up in an eternity in hell, but I'm a smart, educated person. Really? This sounds like a lot smarter decision to me. I realize I've messed up. I realize Jesus is real. I ask Jesus to come into my life to forgive me of my sin. I become risen beyond what I used to be and I live. That sounds like a smart decision. Amen. Well, let's pray together. Y'all ready? God's going to do something great. Pastor Jamie, I'm praying God's going to do something great right now. So may the earth shake. Now listen, I'm going to ask y'all to do something. It's Easter. I want everybody to pray that nobody leave this room without Jesus. I don't want you running out of here. We got plenty of time to make the change up, I promise. It's Easter. You're going to sit in traffic anyway, so you might as well rejoice with God right here. Now, come on, guys. I love you. Don't walk away from this God moment. Here's what I know. You've heard that Jesus died on the cross. You've heard that he's risen from the grave. You've heard you need to repent of your sins. And you've heard you need to ask him into your life. On the day of judgment, you can't tell him you hadn't heard. Here's what you got to do. You got to say, Jesus, I heard about you, but I decided to do it my way, and I decided to know you. Just absolutely deny you. Now, that sounds pretty good down here, but I bet you're going to be shaking when you see him face to face. And all of our little jazz isn't going to seem so cute on that day, because Jesus Christ is going to be for real. If you are a believer, this is a great moment to just come to the altar and reconnect. Thank God for saving your soul. If you need to be baptized, guess what? We're going to be baptizing every Sunday that we're open. We plan on being open till the trumpet blows. So you come today, okay? God's going to do a work right now. Lord Jesus, whoever needs to be saved, save them. Only you can save them, Lord. I believe that. But whoever needs to be saved, save them. How many of y'all need to... Somebody needs to hear this. Listen. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sin. Lord, I ask you to come into me. I believe today, God, I want to live. And I promise you, God will just touch you. Now look at me. If you've never been baptized, let's get rid of this jazz. Well, I believe there's a God that exists. Well, whoopity-doo. So do the demons in hell. All my friends that say, well, I believe there's a higher power. I say, a demon? It said the demons even do better than you. They shudder and shake. They know who he is, but refuse to embrace him. Now listen, if you're going to follow Jesus, tell me how a boy, Fisher's age, comes into grace. First thing he does, taps me up on the arm and says, Pastor Steve, Jesus just saved me and I need to be baptized. Can you tell me how a young man understands that and an old man stands there and wrestles with that? There comes a time you either are or you not. So, Pastor Steve, it offends me. Listen, I'd rather for you to be ticked at me than an eternity in hell. I mean, if you get mad at me, you're just on a long list of prominent people. And guess what? On the day of judgment, it'll matter not. But if you reject Jesus Christ, that's an eternal consequence. It's forever, and that's a long time, and I don't want anybody in here to die and go to hell. That's all I live for, so that we don't have to go to hell. That's it. I'm not any fancier than that. I don't have a bunch of fancy theologies for you. I don't have all that jazz. I got one thing. There's an old rugged cross. There's an empty tomb. And I've seen it change everybody that's embraced it. Everybody that's embraced it. I've seen fancy preaching and slick brochures. And I've heard everybody's theological perspective. But guess what? I look at their lives, and their lives look like a tomb. I want a life that looks like a Christ, risen and ahead of us. So y'all slide on down here. If you need to be baptized, you're going to do it today. We'll be baptizing after 11 o'clock service also. Maybe you can do it next Sunday, but guess what? Come back and do it. Don't leave here without Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, right now, the altar's open. And you get to come and you get to be saved. And he is risen and he is real. And nobody in this place has to go to hell today. Not one person has to go to hell today. So I would come. And if you're a believer, I would come and pray that God save everybody in this house right now. So guess what? In the name of Jesus, come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus, come on. Come on, church. Come on.